What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. This is your first time hearing my voice or seeing my face. I am a diagnosed narcissist that uses his platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder and, you know, also in the process, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about not your weaponized niceness, how your niceness can be used against you. So, if you don't know, like I said before, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and a lot of times, narcissists end up with people that are just overall nice people. A lot of times, not everybody who dates a narcissist is nice. Not everybody who dates a narcissist is an empath. Sometimes other people are narcissists, sometimes other people have, you know, things going on as well, in situations like that. So, with that being said, like, your niceness can and will be used against you when you are dealing with a person that is possibly a narcissist. Because weaponized, like, look, I talk to so many people during my one-on-ones and things like that. When they were just, and I tell them, it's like, how do I get them to stop? I'm like, sometimes you have to get the police involved. Sometimes you have to get the police involved in these situations to make people stop, to leave you alone. And it's like, no, I don't want to do that. I'm just, too, you know, I'm too nice. And I don't want to get, they have kids. They have kids of their own. Like, we don't have kids together, but they have kids, and I don't want them, you know, even to get a police record and things like that. I just want them to leave me alone and stop stalking me and showing up at my house. I'm just too nice. I'm just like, okay, yeah, cool. They know that you're too nice, and they're going to continue to hound you, continue to pound on you until you either take them back or you give in to their demands, whatever their demands is, which is usually taking them back, because they know you're too nice. They know you're too nice to do things like that. They know you're too nice to call the police. They know you're too nice to, you know, to get them locked up and report them. But they're like, in that right there will get, you know, it will be used against you, because they'll say it too. They're like, look, I know you're really, look, you're a nice person. I know you wouldn't call the police on me. Just talk to me. I'll stop stalking you. I'll stop showing up at your job. I'll stop calling your work. Just talk to me, please. And things like that. Like, they know you are being too nice. I know you wouldn't call the police on me because, you know, I have kids. You don't want to take me away from my kids, right? You wouldn't take you wouldn't take a father away from their kids. You wouldn't take a mom away from her kids, would you? And you see how that works right there. Manipulation. They know it. So they're using it against you. They take your niceness, ball it up into a fireball, and throw it right in your shirt. Throw it onto your pants and things like that. Stop being so nice. That same excuse you give for not calling the police is the reason why, like you said, is the reason why you should call the police. You said, hey, they have kids. I say, yes, I say the same thing back to you. I say, hey, they have kids. So they shouldn't be acting like this. Yes, they have kids. They shouldn't be acting like this. They shouldn't be taking the time out of their day to call you 500 times, to text you 600 evil messages, to pop up at your house, to drive by your house, to sit outside your house, to pop up at your job. They should not be doing this, because the same reason you don't want to call the police. Because they have kids. They know they have kids. They're using their kids to guilt trip you. You're too nice to call the police on me. Just be nice and give me a 15th chance. I know I cheated on you the 17th time. I know you caught me cheating again. I know I keep promising to stop, but I will. Just give me another chance. You're too nice to call the police on me. You're so nice. You're such a nice person. Your niceness will be used against you. It just will. And it'll keep you down. Being too nice will make you somebody's emotional punching bag for a very, very long time. Being too nice will literally make you somebody will literally pound on you for being too nice. Like, literally, mentally pound on you for being too nice. Sometimes physically pound on you. Sometimes they'll get bold enough to hit you. They'll get bold enough to put their hands on you because you're so nice. And you don't want to call the police. You kind of deserve this. Like, you know how you're the only person that can make me get like this. You push my buttons. Like, you push my buttons. You know how I get when you accuse me of stuff that I've actually done. You know how I get when I'm guilty. I get really, really mad when you find out that I'm doing terrible stuff to you. So I do more terrible stuff to you because of you. Stop letting people weaponize your niceness. You can be a nice person and protect yourself. Be nice to yourself. I think that's what a lot of people lack. They lack niceness to themselves. You want to be nice to everybody else. You want to be nice to the narcissist that's stalking you, harassing you, won't leave you alone. You want to be nice to the people who treat you terribly, but you don't be nice to yourself to rid yourself of these people. Stand up. Learn how to stand up for yourself sometimes against these people. And always use discretion. I feel like I need to say that because everybody's situation is different. And some people are very, very physically violent. They get physically violent. So use discretion and definitely call the police. Definitely call the police if they're physically violent, and protect yourself. I don't know what state you live in, but the Second Amendment is in the Constitution, so that covers all states. I think I'm correct when I say that. They cover all states and things of that nature. So keep everything to yourself. Don't let people weaponize you being a nice person to keep you in a terrible, toxic situation. That's all I'm saying right there. Don't let people use that against you, because like I meet so many nice people that are into the. I talk to so many nice people. They have such good energy when I'm talking to them over Zoom and stuff like that. When I meet them in person, they have such good energy, and I got to be kind of feeling bad for them. I'm like, yeah, like I'm just they so nice and sweet. They talk sweet. They're just so respectful and kind, and they got the worst person. They end up with the worst people on the planet. Some of these narcissistic people are some of the worst people on the planet. They treat you terribly because you're such a nice person, because they don't think you're going to do anything about it. Because they think, they're like, hey, you're my emotional punching bag. So when I come home from a bad day, I need to be able to emotionally punch on you. I need to be able to emotionally emotionally beat you. Sometimes physically beat you. So I say, stand up for yourself. Take your power back. Take your strength back. Take your energy back, because you are stronger than what you think you are. Nice people can be like what the Joker say. If you look at that movie, you see the movie Joker, not the one with Heath Ledger and the Joker with I can't think of his name, Phoenix, Joaquin Phoenix. When he was sitting there talking to on a TV show, he's like, they don't expect you to be a werewolf and they think you'll be like a little cub. They don't expect you to be a werewolf and protect yourself. That is 100% true. Narcissistic people don't expect you to bug out and have the strength and energy and the wherewithal to protect yourself against them. So you need to stand up for yourself against some of these people in order to maintain your sanity, in order to maintain your truth, in order to live somewhat of a healthy existence, a healthy life. Because if you don't, they're going to run over top of you. They're going to continually treat you terribly, and you're going to be in the worst situation of your life for a prolonged, extended period of time. Sometimes you don't necessarily need to be. Get protective orders. I'm scared to get a protective order against them because they have a very good job, and this is public record. Exactly. Exactly. They have a very good job. It's public, and it will be public record, so they shouldn't be doing this to you. They shouldn't be doing it. Exactly. That's why you should do it, because they have a very good job that is public, and it goes on public record. Protect yourself. Get restraining orders within reason. Use discretion. Take them to court. Make them stop. You have something like, how do I get them to stop? Sometimes you have to force them to stop. Literally, that's it right there. Sometimes you have to force the narcissistic person in your life to stop. Sometimes they need to be forced. They have to be forced. Because if you don't force them to stop, they will continuously harass you, continuously abuse you, and blame you. They think you're okay with it, because the longer you deal with it, the more they think you're okay with it. And we all know that you're not okay with what's going on. So take your power back, stand in your truth, and call the police sometimes. Don't be afraid to call the police. I'm dead serious, y'all. Don't be afraid to call the police. But anyways, y'all, I gotta cut this thing short. I have a one-on-one right now at this instance. I truly appreciate y'all. If you listen to this on Apple Music and Spotify, hit that 5 stars for me. I really appreciate y'all. Like and subscribe to the channel. Mental Illness is out. Peace.